I wondered last week, like, when will I feel okay? You know, I kind of talked to Zach Kolaris last week, you know, during the Winnipeg game, and that was kind of my, like, looming question was, when do I know? Like, and I guess it's just like, you know, it's almost like when you fall in love, find your wife, when you know. And it kind of like was like that for me. I kind of, you know, started working with the chiropractor. The, you know, training staff here has done an outstanding job, you know, working on, you know, soft tissue area in my neck, and Dr. Naidu's been great. And so, you know, just trusting what they've been telling me, what showed up on the imaging and whatnot, and started feeling a lot better. And, you know, just one day I woke up and I was like, man, I feel like myself. And so it's been refreshing.
Do you remember the exact moment when it happened? I mean, we heard, I don't know if it's Brock or Jamie said it, but you couldn't remember the second half of the Labor Day rematch?
I remember the second half. There was just parts of the game where I didn't remember something. I remember exactly when it happened during the rematch. It was in the second quarter. And, you know, for whatever reason, after the game, somebody brought something up and I was like, man, like, usually I can remember in grave detail, but it's, I feel great now. So, I mean, the past is the past, and I'm just thankful that I'm back to feeling pretty darn good.
So today, I know you did a lot of watching today, but, what was it just like to just kind of go through the playbook? Because I know you always do that when you're on the field.
Of course. You know, being in there, you know, helping with game planning and with Jamie and Taylor and all the guys and Will. And so we're hard at work, you know, doing our best. And today, you know, I felt some flashbacks to 2012, 13, 14 times, you know, when I'd, you know, watch Ricky Ray and 16, you know, when I'd watch Henry Burris. And I put myself in the game back there and make sure I was working my conditioning and pretending like I'm in the game, pretending like I'm making the throws. And then after the practice, you know, I have a whole list to go through to make sure I'm getting the throws. That way I'm available if needed or called upon.
Yeah, do you feel like you've kind of pushed the door open a crack just to, you know, as far as Tuesday is concerned, to give Jamie something to think about?
Oh, I mean, that's their call, you know, and the organization's done a great job. You know, they're trying to protect me from me sometimes, but you know, I sure do hope to play, and that's there's no doubt about that. As a competitor, you always want to, but they decide what's best for the team, and I've got their back no matter what they decide to do.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.